What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
On the Boss Man Show, here Coach Marty Richter, USC update Spartans of Spartanburg up I-85 from Houston, Atlanta. Coach Richter, good to talk to you, man. Good to see you again. I saw your hoops giving back in the post-COVID year 21, but good to see you on the show now finally, brother.
Oh, man, thanks so much. I'm so happy to be on the show today, talk a little hoops with you, man. Anybody that's a Raiders fan, I like talking with because that means they got some opinions and we can talk a little bit. This is going to be a good day.
Yes, sir. Man, let me ask you, man, since it's a Drake, man, with Coach DeVries, man, he left to go to West Virginia, and for you, come out of upstate. So tell me about this job, man. What stood out to you about joining this school, man, this great program that you're going to have built up here, man, down Spartanburg in the Big South, man?
You know what makes it really interesting is when they transitioned to Division I, they were in the league in the Atlantic Sun at the time. At the same time, I was in the Atlantic Sun at Florida Gulf Coast with Coach Enfield for a couple of years, and then with Coach Dooley. And the head coach at the time was Coach Eddie Payne, who did a terrific job. He had Torrey Craig, who's playing in the league right now. They won 20 games, I think two out of his first 4 years when they were tournament eligible to play in the NCAA tournament. And every time we came here to Spartanburg, oh, man, it was a dogfight. It was fun. The crowd was loud. It's a loud gym, which was great. And I always liked Spartanburg. I thought it was nice. I didn't think anything about it for the next 10 years when I kind of didn't play coach against him again. And the job opened up. I'm like, let me call and inquire about the job a little bit. And I did. And the more I talked to the AD here, Matt, it sounded like what I'm used to. You know what I mean? Like your backs are against the wall. It's like what we did at Drake. Nobody thought we would ever win at Drake. Nobody thought we would ever win at Florida Gulf Coast. I started a program from scratch when I was a head coach at Florida Southwestern. People were like, I don't know about that move. This is the same thing. We kind of like everybody were we got to have a chip on our shoulder if you're going to coach here and get the guys going in the right direction to try to win in the Big South, because Big South is a good league.
100%. A lot of my friends in the Big South, like Mike at Asheville, my guy Ellen, man, at High Point. So a lot of different, and my guy Mark Cross as well. He's a Pittsburgh fan. So we clash a little bit there. Yeah, we talk about the rapes outside, man. But yeah, man, it's a heck of a league, man. And it's good because you play each other twice for real, like true round robin. It's not like you play with somebody once. So you're really going to get home and away and see what you have. And even if it's that passion in the Big South, it was very competitive from top to bottom. It was no easy out. Even the lower ranked teams in the conference beat the high ranked teams. And you saw that with Radford doing what they did. So it's like, so it's a tough league every night. So I'd highlight you being a league where you can know every night is going to be a dog fight, but fun to compete against someone at the, every night.
No question. I mean, you know what's great about the league is it's a true round robin. It's kind of like what we had in the Missouri Valley before we added some more teams. And it's similar to what the Big 12 was before they added some more teams, where it's a true round robin. You get to figure out, you know, you play everybody twice, home and road. You get to see the best of everybody. And you go Wednesday, Saturday, so you get preparation for both opponents each game. And that piece, you've got to be really prepared. And the coaches in this league are terrific. They've done a terrific job. Last year, Longwood was in the middle of the pack and they end up winning the tournament, and High Point was regular season champs. And Longwood got a 14 seed. And it was the highest the league was ranked. I think it was ranked 18th in KenPom this past year. So the coaching in this league is really good. That's what scares me, because when you join a league, you're like, man, nobody, all these guys in this league can really coach, and it's going to be fun putting hopefully my staff's in my mind up against other coaches and seeing what we can do against them, which will be fun.
And you know, you said something very important there. How about how important it is that at Wednesday, Saturday? I feel like a Thursday, Saturday schedule, you really don't have time to prep for game number two. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of, you have to travel. How about how important it is that really have that Wednesday, Saturday, not have it be Thursday, Saturday, so you really can prepare for game number two, not kind of wing it with a shoot around or a film session?
Yeah, that preparation, I think, goes a long ways with kids, because they're still kids. They're 18 to 22-year-olds. They're still learning the game that us grown-ups know already. And when you put in a game plan, sometimes it takes them more than just 24 hours. Sometimes it doesn't. You know what I mean? It all depends on the kid. But like that 2 days, you get 2 days prep for each opponent in conference, which is nice. You know what I mean? Like you can scheme some baskets on offense, and then you can take some stuff away on the defense end that if you only have 24 hours, if you play on Thursday night, you get to them late Thursday night, you know, as a coaching staff. And then on Friday, you got to have your game plan implemented, and you don't get a day to feel it out. When you have that Thursday, you get to put the game plan in. Friday, okay, whatever we thought was going to work on Thursday is not going to work, so now we can change it a little bit. And then on Saturday, you can execute it. And they get 3 days of walking through their opponent, which helps players.
100%, because I know my main job is covering the Hawks every day. So if you look at the NBA, on a back-to-back, five teams lose because a lot of us rest, but also was not being prepared, you know, for everything that you may see. So, like you said, remember to be prepared, a game plan, discipline, know your assignments. Everybody talk about know your personnel. That's very important to me. Yeah. Being son of a coach, hearing it up my whole life, I value that.
Yeah, you're exactly right on that, because a lot of times fans, boosters, administrators, just people involved or not involved in the team don't understand how much goes into every game. We get 31 of them, 31 regular season games, and it's 31 tests. It's like preparing for a test every day. If you only have 24 hours to prepare for that calculus test, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to fail it. I don't know about you.
I will fail too.
I have no chance. But if you give me maybe another 24 hours, maybe I could figure out, hey, I could get to that 60% mark to at least get a D in the class. But that's what that preparation is for. And that's what makes the Big South a great league, because you get prep time. And you typically, yeah, you'll get flexed a couple times and you may have to play a Thursday night game instead of a Wednesday night game for a TV. But like most of the time, it's always Wednesday, Saturday, and you're always prepared. You got the same time as the other team, so it's nice.
No doubt. Man, for you, Mascaskis, man, as you build your roster out in this new era of the portal, like, how is it different trying to vet out a young man to know his true intentions about wanting to join your program and be a part of what you're building and not trying to, you know, make it about himself? I know this new world era we in, it's more about them than it used to be. It's they got some power. So how do you kind of manage that as you vet out a young man to be a part of what you're building here?
You know what? What is unique to me is my experience at the junior college level, one, has helped me transition into this new era. But our days at Florida Gulf Coast with Coach Enfield and Coach Dooley that I worked for, we started doing transfers then a lot. Like, we didn't have, you're going to laugh, there was a 5 or 6 year stretch that we didn't play one guy that was a high school kid that came
back. Wow.
It was always a transfer kid. Like, our Sweet 16 team, transfer from Iowa State. The next year team, transfer from Iowa State. He was back. Iowa State, Georgia Tech. We had a kid from Tulane. We had a kid from VCU. We had a kid from a second kid from VCU. Like, we just always have gotten – they did that during that time. So that helped me more now, if that makes sense. Like, like, you just – you can, you know, the tells kind of a little bit more now doing it for 10 to 12 years of doing that portal stuff. And I know it wasn't called the portal then, but has helped me. And then my JUCO days have really helped me. When I built my own team at Florida Southwestern, I didn't have a team, literally no team. I took over a program that didn't have a program. I was recruiting kids to a blacktop before they even got me a gym. And you find out what kids are about. Like you have to, because some kids aren't willing to take gambles on themselves. Some kids want the for sure thing. And you got to figure that out during this era, because it is, every kid is different and every experience is different with every kid. And I don't mind the portal. Some people don't like it. I don't mind it because of my junior college days, where you get to put a team together. You got to put the right pieces together, the puzzle pieces. We did it at Drake our first year. We had three, I don't know if Coach DeVries ever talked about it, but we had three scholarships when we took over in 2018. And we signed 8 guys in a month and a half. And we took 2 portal kids, and it wasn't the portal then. They were end up being grad transfers, but it was basically the portal. We took 3 JUCO kids. We took 3 high school kids, 3 prep school kids, and we made it work. And that first year, Coach won a championship. We won a championship in our first year. So I've got to be around my last 3 bosses have all helped me in a different way in navigating the portal.
No doubt. And talk about this as summer session comes up here. Are you going to be doing more team stuff in the summertime or more individual drills, a little bit of both, kind of mesh both of them together and try to find kill 2 birds with 1 stone? Would it be a whole new roster as you're building this thing out, getting ready for the fall coming up here?
You know what I'm going to do is, I don't know if it's right or wrong, and I'm going to do a lot of concepts of 1-on-0s, 2-on-0s, 2-on-2s. I'm going to try to stay away from the team, and this is why. And I think there's so many injuries now with kids. One reason is because our season is 10 months. And people say, no, it's not. Well, it is, because kids get here in June. And if you start counting the months, they don't finish until March. You start going through, and some of them are all the way to April, because you have postseason workouts. You get to go all the way to the basically last week in April. So they get May off. Or they get, 2 weeks in April, 2 weeks in August, and then they get May. So you get 2 months off. They're on for 10 months with their coaches. And if you're combating body on body all the time, they break down. And they're only 18, 20. They're not pros. They don't get – hey, they're not getting the meals like the NBA guys. They're not getting the treatment like the NBA guys. They're not getting the recovery like the NBA guys. They just don't have it. Those are NBA bodies. And you see the college bodies breaking down a little bit more. So I've got to be careful with that. And I think it's more prevalent the lower levels you go, because they're not as, their bodies don't recover as quick. So you've got to be attuned to that, I think. But I'm going to do a lot more kind of the old school stuff. 1-on-0s, 2-on-0s, 2-on-2s, 3-on-3s, where it's not so much 5-on-5 where I'm hitting body on body.
No doubt. Let me ask you this, man. For you, scheduling, I know that's a tough part of your life as it was recruiting as well. So how has that been? You getting a lot of calls, and you've been the first year head coach at a lot of college scheduling you. How's that been going for you, man?
Hey, I'll tell you this much. I was a well-liked guy on schedule. I got the job on April 5th. I got called to tell me I was getting the job on April 5th. I think I got my first scheduling call on April 5th in the evening. Hey, did you have your games locked up yet? I just took the job, dude. But like, I get it, because everybody's trying to find games. And my number got passed around at the Final Four to get a lot of games. I don't have my schedule done yet. It's getting close. What's funny about it is everybody's like, hey, can you start at my place? I'm like, I do have to get a couple home games, guys. But like, it scheduling is so important, because it dictates how your season's going to go. Like,
oh, yes.
It does. Like, but you also have to schedule enough. Like in my situation, I have to raise money. And that's part of it. And I've got to go get games that can raise some money for us, for my institution, which is really good for our institution. But I have to be strategic about it, because I don't want to get on a plane 4 times and fly across the country and kill my kids' legs. And all of a sudden you come back and the one games you do get against like opponents, you get crushed because they're not ready for that travel. So I've been strategic on where I've taken games at.
100%. Well, hopefully Damon Sotomayor, or baby, my guy Antoine Petway, or Jonas Hayes, a player, or Ryan Ritter, a player. Hopefully.
I mean, that would be, you know what's unique is, and I didn't realize this, I just forget how close I am to Atlanta. Like, I can get my car right now and drive down. I'll be there, and I can go to Varsity and have a nice little hot dog for lunch, and then get back in my car and be back home. Like, it's nice.
Oh, yes. I-85 is shoot on up there. Like I said, it's really very, very, very close. And a lot of people from Atlanta go up there to school because it's so close. You can get back home on the weekend. So, Nas, like you said, man, this is a great area. And for you in your career, talk about recruiting the Atlanta area and the talent here, finding the diamonds in the rough, because everybody can't go to Georgia, go to Tech and the ones here. So they got to branch out to find talent in Atlanta on how well the coaching here is in high school and the AAU.
The AAU and the high school scene is really, really good in the Atlanta area. And yeah, not everybody can be in that hour radius of Atlanta go to school. There's not enough scholarships available for all the talent that comes out every year in Atlanta, in the Georgia area. One of our all-time leading scorer that we took at Florida Gulf Coast was one of our first signees was Bernard Thompson. And Bernard was from, I know he's not an Atlanta kid, but he played for the Atlanta Celtics. He's a Rockdale County kid. Him and Kevin Ware were on the team. They were really good. And you could get really good players that are unseen or unheard of that end up being really good for you. And that's what's beautiful about that area, because everybody has different likes and tastes on players. And one kid may be your cup of tea and another one may not be, but like, you can find guys in that area that are really good. And I hope I have great success in that area.
Well, Coach, I'll help you in that regard. Trust me on that. If you never need any help.
Well, that's awesome to hear, man. I like that. I like hearing that.
Because a lot of those guys I talk to, a lot of high school coaches, a lot of the AAU coaches, they know me very well. So I can definitely help you in that regard, Coach. And I mean it, because I feel like I said, I love your energy. I love Joe, about Coach DeVries, man. I just talked to Joe Dooley on the show, too, when he was the head coach down there as well. So I put together, yeah, you coach with him. So, like, yeah, I had him on the show all the time when he was down at Gulf Coast as well. So, you know. Yeah,
he is as good. I mean, Coach Dooley is my he is my guy. I like him. He taught me a lot. I've had 9 different head coaches I've worked for, and they've all been terrific. And all at different stages of my life that helped me at different stages. When I was at the stage of my life when I was trying to figure out if I want to be a head coach one day or not, Coach Dooley, that's who I worked for. And he did a great job of teaching me the ins and outs because he's been a head coach multiple times. You know what I mean? He was at East Carolina early in his stage. Then he went back and was a Division I assistant, was at KU, won national title. Then he got Gulf Coast. And he did an unbelievable job taking over a program that we just came off of Sweet 16 and keeping them going in the right direction. And not many people can do that. You know, handle the success and keep it going. And he taught me a lot how, you know, when the target is on your chest, how to handle that. And when you don't have the target on your chest, how to handle it too. But like, I can't thank him enough. He's a terrific person. Awesome
yes,
coach.
Yes, he is. I got last one for you today on the show. What's been your favorite eating spot for you on the staff, man? I know you're getting out almost a long time trying to get rosters together and schedule the game. So what's been you and the staff's go-to when you like that's in the office, man, trying to get this stuff together, man?
You're going to laugh. So I've been in the Midwest the last 6 years, and you're going to think I'm crazy. But my favorite – there's really good places to eat. Don't get me wrong. Like there's a barbecue place, Smoking Butts, I think is really good. When I'm in the office – and it's like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I'm like, you know, I'm kind of hungry. I go to Publix and get a pub sub, chicken tender pub sub. I missed it because for 6 years, and you're going to make fun of me, for 6 years, I didn't get it. When I lived in Fort Myers, that was like, every time I went to the beach, anytime I did anything, I got a pub sub. And it was like, I'm going to the beach, I don't need a hot. I need a cold. I'm going to the office. I want a hot. Like here, I've been craving that. So every time I would recruit in the South, you know where I go? Publix, get a pub sub. And people are like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, it is the best sub in the world.
No, so they're hidden, man. No, they're hidden. I'm with you.
It is hidden. It is one of those subs. Like it is, they put so much chicken in there. It's so good. It is so good. So I don't want to disregard the other restaurants in town. They're really, really good. We've been to a number of different places. But that pub sub for me, for being away from the South for 6 years, that's like that and sweet tea. Let me tell you something. You go to the Midwest, you order a sweet tea, you know what you get? You get tea, not sweet tea. They give you tea and they give you sugar packets. That's not sweet tea.
Does not. No, that's tea.
No.
That's not what we're looking for. You can't get
no.
Gotta go. No. I don't need your lemon. No, I want to get true sweet tea with lemon.
Yes.
Not have to put in 4 or 5 sugar.
Yes. Beans,
4 or 5 domino sugars in there. No.
Yes. So let me tell you something. I miss sweet tea. I miss pub subs for being in the Midwest. I love the Midwest. Don't get me wrong. Born, raised Midwest. But, hey, that sweet tea is no joke down here. I don't have to put sugar packets. I don't have to try to match it up and make sure it fits me. Like, no, the one that they brew at the restaurant is terrific. I know I got off topic there.
No, you're good. It's good.
That sweet tea, but you can't have a lot of them. You have 1-2 of them a day, and that's about it. And if you stop having them, like I'm going to stop having them because I got to go back to the Midwest to move my family back down for about a week. Oh, I'm going to get headaches because I don't have that sweet tea.
You can't forget about the Publix tender and wedges combo.
Oh, that's good too. When you go to Publix, it is like a hidden gem. Like no, the locals know where it's at. Like you know what I mean. Like you know, like yeah, but that. They're little, the chicken and the pub sub. The pub sub, that's like my go-to. Now, the barbecue place we go to in town is really good. Smoking Butts is really good. Really good barbecue, man.
Now, Coach, well, I live in Atlanta near Georgia Tech. So Publix right down the street. So they know me very well there. So I'm with you.
Hey. You know what? That's all. I just want them to be able to call me by my first name here in the next month. If they can do that and recognize me, everybody that works there at Publix, when I get my subs, I have done my job. My wife will be like, why do you go to Publix so much? Like, yeah, I kind of like their subs, man.
You're right about that, Coach. But, Coach, it was fun, man. Here on the show, it was fun today. It was great, man. We got to get down to Atlanta, man. Hope I see you during the live period. I'll be at Lake Point. I'll be out there at these events during the live period in July. So, hopefully, I'll see you there. And I'll come up such a short drive and see you play as well, brother.
Hey, come up anytime. You're always welcome, okay?
Thank you so much, Coach. It was fun, brother.
Thank you so much.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.